applying that word to your circumstances that makes change. That's the way you get healed. That's the way you prosper. It's the way you find the right job, the right mate. Whatever it is in your life you're laying your faith on, you speak only the words that give you the answer.
The Bible is a map. With it, you can find the roads to healing, prosperity, protection, and more. Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory and discover the path to the prosperous life.
We're still talking about the prosperous life. We're just going to do what the Bible says. That's all you have to do to walk in victory, except then you've got to find out what it says. You can't just say that and stay ignorant. You've got to put that word in your eyes and in your ears, and then it works for you. Hallelujah. How do I know? Because we've been doing this for over 40 years. God has blessed us. He's increased us. We started out minus about $26,000 because we owed about that much when we got married, when I married Kenneth. And I was so dumb. You know, it's a good thing that I didn't know anything because I didn't even say, do you owe any money? Or anything. Do you have any money? I didn't ask him that. I could have guessed that he didn't have any because of what he came to get me in. And I still wasn't moved by what I saw. But I didn't know anything different, you know. You should have seen that car. It was a green and yellow old Chevrolet. I don't remember what it was, what year it was. 54 maybe, I don't know. The headliner was hanging down. Yeah, oh, it was awful. And I just went... I mean, I didn't even get a hint. It didn't even make a dent in me. Because I came from poverty myself. So I wasn't expecting all that much. But God is good. Our headliners don't hang down anymore. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you'll just continue. You can continue to increase and increase and increase. Let's look at a scripture. Let's just look with our eyes at Luke 6:38. We all know it by heart, but let's look at it. Let's put our eyes on it. Glory to God. I get excited. You just have to forgive me. But I get excited when I think about what God has done for me. Hallelujah. And I know He'll do it for you too. All right. Here's a good sowing scripture. Well, it says in 35, love your enemies and do good. Lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great. You shall be the children of the highest, for He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. That's what we should be kind. Be ye therefore merciful, for your Father in heaven, your Father is merciful. Judge not, you'll be not judged. Condemn not, you'll not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Should we be forgivers? Absolutely. We have to walk in love. We stop our blessing. That's our law. That is our commandment. If we don't keep that commandment, it's just the same as if we broke every commandment in the Old Testament. Because that's our commandment. And that's another message that we didn't really get to, I guess, very much. Give, and it shall be given unto you. You want to be a receiver? What do? Give. This is Jesus talking. It shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure, see, God is so totally awesome, He lets you decide what you're going to have in your life. In every way, He lets you decide how much blessing you want, however much you'll believe for and walk in, you can have. He lets you decide. He lets you decide how much harvest you get. One translation says a man's harvest depends entirely upon what he sows. How plain is that? Give and it'll be given to you. Men shall give into your bosom, for with the same measure. Who said this? Jesus, with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. Except, it says, it will be measured to you again. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Okay, you say, well, nobody ever give. I bet you there's quite a few people in here today that just had the thought when we're talking about giving and receiving, nobody ever gives me anything. Well, they're not ever going to give you anything as long as you keep saying that. Because what do we get? What we say. One more time. What do we get? What we say. What you ought to do is start sowing. You may not be sowing either, but you can sow and not say, or sow and say the opposite, like nobody ever gives me anything, and you've just messed it all up. You've just got a short there. What do? You sow and you say. The scripture right here. Good measure shall be given to me. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into my bosom. If I want to be more of a receiver, what do I have to do? Be more of a giver. If you're not receiving as much as you want to, up your giving. Glory to God. See, God lets us choose. I think it's so awesome. In everything, He lets us choose our future. We can ignore the word, just stay under the curse, be dummies all of our lives, or we can take the word, put it in our eyes, in our ears, get it in the heart, obey it, say it, obey it, and say it, obey it, and say it, and there's no limit to what will happen in our lives. I can decide my future because I decided on the Word of God. Hallelujah. You can decide your future, whether it's abundance, whether it's lack. You can keep on in unbelief. You can stay mad and puffed up about it. You can say, I'm not going to be a tither. I don't care what she says. You can say that if you want to. It's not going to bother me because I'm a tither. And I'm going to keep tithing, keep sowing, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep receiving in the name of Jesus. You can't stop my receiving. You can't stop somebody who's tithes and sows. You can't stop their receiving. They can go through depression. They can go through the Great Depression we hear about. They can go through crops or whatever, nothing working in the natural. But you are going to receive. Now, you know, you have to get to where you're a fanatic like me and you really believe what's in the Bible. And that makes you fearless. It makes you unconcerned about your future because you're sowing, always sowing, or not sowing to your future. I'm not even receiving an offering today. I'm just telling you the gospel truth. This is just the way it is. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about it because I just see how good God is. I see it working in my children and in our family, in our seed. They know to sow. They know to give. They're being prosperous all their lives. They know how to receive. Some of them are have their own job now. They're in finished college and so on. They drive a good car. Of course, I gave it to her, but I mean, you know, that's part of it. It didn't say your grandparents wouldn't do it for you. Just says you'll have it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the blessing. You can pass on the blessing. You can be a blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I never had my own car till Ken got me a car. And I really appreciated it. But you know, your children, I mean, if they're blessed, if they're believing God and motivated and walking by faith, it's okay for you to bless your children. Glory to God. I mean, if they're out doing drugs and stuff like that, I'm not going to give them any money. But mine aren't out doing drugs. My children and grandchildren are serving God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Aren't we grateful? Bless the Lord. Okay, I'm drawing nigh to the close, and I'm not even started good yet. Okay, sowing, give, and it'll be given unto you, the scripture says. Let's look at Proverbs 11. That's a great scripture. That would be enough, I guess. Forgiving, that's probably our biggest receiving scripture on our sowing and our giving. Hallelujah. Proverbs 11:24 says, I don't even know what it says. I'm going to look it up here. There is that scattereth. Well, let's look at 23. The desire of the righteous is only good, but with the expectation of the wicked is wrath. So if you're going to stay wicked, don't expect good. But if you'll let God, if you'll go to God, let Him make you over, give you a good heart, you walk in the light of it, you can expect blessing. The desire of the righteous is only good. 24. There is that scattereth and yet increases. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. You know, when God tells you to give and you don't give, it's not going to work very well. It says when you scatter, you increase. But when you withhold more than is meet, it tendeth to poverty. So tight-fistedness with your money, stinginess with your money, tendeth to poverty. So what do you want to do? Well, you want to be a giver and a sower. You want to start where you are. If you've got $2 and you give a dollar, you're a big giver. Glory to God. And I think it's great that our giving is in, our reward is in proportion. Like, you know, if you had a dollar to give, that was your last dollar, that'd be big. Or if you had $1 million and you gave it, but you had a, gave $1 million, but you had $100 million, we'd all be impressed. But I don't know whether God would be impressed or not, because it wouldn't be all that big. Did you get that? I don't know if I got it or not. I think I got it. The liberal soul shall be made fat. Well, that doesn't mean chunky. That means abundant. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. So when you're a giver, you're going to be a receiver. When you're a waterer, you're going to be a receiver. He that withholdeth, well, that's another subject. Withholding the corn, we won't get into that. All right, so tithing, giving, sowing, blessing. Deuteronomy 26, look at that, and we won't look at it today, but look at how they brought their tithe, how the blessing came upon them. And then in Malachi, we read Malachi, we won't go there again. Let's talk about, in just about 3 or 4 minutes, let's talk about believing and saying. Look at Mark 11. You all know this, but it's not what you know that makes a difference. It's what you actually do. So let's just remind ourselves about this. Jesus said, this has everything to do with your money, everything to do with your health, everything to do with your future. You may be believing for a mate. You want the right one. Glory to God. Believe by faith. Have faith in God. If you've got a problem of any kind, this is your answer. Have faith in God. Find out what God's Word says about it, and lay hold of that word and don't let go until the circumstance changes. It might not change in a day. It might not change in a week. Maybe a month. But it'll change. If you won't stop, it'll keep working until it's changed. Have faith in God. For I'm telling you the truth. That's what verily means. Verily I say unto you, Jesus said, that whosoever shall say, that's one say there, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now what's the cure for doubt? The word of God. It's not just a mental thing. This is not just mentally agreeing with the word of God. But doubt is removed by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's every time you spend time in the Word of God, you receive it and act on it, you're increasing your ability to receive. All right. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. You've got to have faith in the Word of God, and you've got to have faith in your own words. You've got to come to a place where you know I can have what I say. And I say, I have. I believe I receive. Look at the furthermore, it says, Therefore I say unto you, what things soever, things, that could be anything, what things soever you desire, what do you want in your life? Those things soever you desire, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Jesus said that to me. He said that to you. What things soever you desire when you pray, what do you want? Believe you receive it, and you shall have it. Now here's what happens. We all know that, but it's not what we know that makes the difference. It's what we actually do. He said, when you believe you receive it, you shall have it. You can have what you say. I'm telling you, when Ken and I learned that, we got a grip on it. We found out one day this was just in that little house in Tulsa. He was just going out maybe even for the first time to preach, but I couldn't go with him because we didn't have the money for me to go. And I was listening to Kenneth Hagin preach on you can have what you say. If you haven't gotten his tape on it, you need to get it. Just write and get it. They've still got his tapes. And so I was just taking notes. Oh, I was just writing down everything. Just writing down everything he said. I was so excited. I was having the biggest meeting right there in my little bedroom with my little children running around. Or Kelly. John was too little to run around, but Kelly was just about a three-year-old. John was 9 months old. And I was in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I was finding out some things that were the answer to our problems. Hallelujah. And I was listening to this tape of Brother Hagin's and taking notes. You can have what you say. And this thought came to me as I sat there. In consistency lies the power. That was a thought from God because I hung on to it all these years. I saw right then the secret of you can have what you say and how to implement it. I believed it already because Brother Hagin said it. The Bible said it. Jesus said it. I believed it. But I saw inconsistency lies of power. I saw that my words coming out of my mouth all the time had power. After all, I'm born of God. By now, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I've been born again out of just being a mundane, normal person. Everybody knows I'm not normal. I used to be normal, and I used to be defeated all the time. I used to be normal and broke. But anyway, I saw inconsistency lies of power. It's my words. It's all about getting the Word of God in my eyes, in my ears, in my heart, and then saying what I want to come to pass. Not just when I pray, not just when I'm in church, but what I continually say with my mouth is what is going to develop in my future. Inconsistency lies the power. I saw that every word I said was important. And when I began to talk the problem instead of the word that gave me the answer, I'm going backwards. Now, I've learned, and I still have to keep a guard over my mouth. I still have to even repent sometimes for saying the wrong thing. But I tell you, I got the revelation, and I'm always a-working on it. I am always endeavoring to say what I want to come to pass and not to say what I don't want to come to pass. And then, if you get that right, well, how do you get those words in there? Well, you put them in by the Word of God. It's the Word of God coming out your mouth and applying that Word to your circumstances that makes change. That's the way you get healed. That's the way you prosper. It's the way you find the right job, the right mate. Whatever it is in your life you're laying your faith on, you speak only the words that give you the answer. That's faith. And then Jesus said, when you pray, believe, you receive it. What does that mean? We've already talked a little bit about it. When you pray, you take it. You take it. That's mine. That's mine. It's mine from the time I take it. I keep talking that I have it. I take it, and then I talk like I got it. I act like I've got it. Somebody down there is helping me preach today. I mean, do you see what you have to do? Now, I'm telling you, you don't have to do this. But if you want to live in the glory and in the blessing, you do it by faith. It says, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any your trespasses. So when you stand praying, you take it, you say it, you take it, you keep saying what you want to come to pass, you believe, you receive it, and you forgive. Because faith works by love. The Bible says that. If you're not going to walk in love, you're not going to be a receiver. It's just up to you. If you'd rather be mean than receive, go ahead. But I'm going to walk in love.
Now tonight, would you welcome The Strand of Pearls?
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Join Kelly Copeland along with Kenneth and Gloria's granddaughters, Jenny Coots, Aubrey Pearsons, and Lindsay and Rachel Ward.
Hallelujah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hear songs such as Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
In the Sweet By and By.
In the Sweet.
When the roll is called up yonder.
When the roll is called up yonder.
In the garden.
And he walks with me and he talks with me.
Lift up the Lord with these classic hymns and joyful spirituals. Strand of Pearls is a musical experience you won't want to miss. Order the new CD, Strand of Pearls, today for only $9.98. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or write to Kenneth Copeland. The address is simply Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Strand of Pearls is a collection of uplifting bluegrass hymns and spiritual songs. It also is a great gift idea. Order several copies and give them to your family and friends this Christmas.
Well, today's Veterans Day, and we want to say a God bless you and a deep, heartfelt thank you from all of us. Now, I'll tell you, I was in the military, and I know what it means to be there, but I didn't face combat like a lot of you boys and girls have, and we want you to know that we love you, and we pray for you every day, and this ministry is here for you anytime you need it. Again, God bless every one of you in the name of Jesus. Listen, take advantage of this offer and get this CD from The Strand of Pearls. And, of course, these kids are mine, but I'll tell you what, they're anointed of God. And I'd be just this excited about it if it is somebody I never had met before, because this has the anointing on it. And the first time I listened to it, all different kinds of things came up in the spirit. And so that's the reason I'm so really intense to see to it that you get an opportunity to have this in your home. This is the ear of the open door. From the third chapter of the book of Revelation, now Jesus said, I open doors no man can shut, and I shut doors no man can open. And that means that this year the doors are open for you. These important steps of the path to a prosperous life that Gloria's been talking about, I mean, get up and go for it. You don't have to know where the door is. You just say, that door's open for me and I'm going. Praise God. And God will move and things happen. Praise some Lord. Praise the Lord for some good things. Amen. We got some really awesome meetings planned for 2008. Branson Victory Campaign, that is always, that is a top-notch meeting. You really need to be there. March the 6th through the 8th. Then the West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th through July the 5th. In Long Beach this year, Southwest Believers Convention, August 4 through 9. Praise God. Then the Great Lakes Believers Convention, August the 18th through the 23rd. Then Washington, D.C., November the 13th through the 15th. Praise God. Always, the admission is always free. Bring the whole family. This is a family thing. Amen. All the kids and mamas and daddies and everybody else. Praise the Lord. Go to kcm.org, click on events, and you find out more about it. Oh, we're glad you're here today. We'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. We would like to take a moment and express how thankful we are for the men and women who have served in the military in both peace and war times. We're grateful for the service you have given and sacrifices you have made on behalf of this country. We honor each of you and pray for the blessing to be fully manifested in your life. Get ready to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with other anointed ministers from across the country and come together with believers from around the world. Join us at one of these life-changing meetings in 2008. Come to the Branson Victory Campaign March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Then to California for the West Coast Believers Convention June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Join us at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Then head down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come to the Great Lakes Believers Convention August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
He's Lord over sickness. He's high priest over healing. He administers healing. He has defeated sickness and disease.